It's Wednesday, July 6th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday morning, FBI Director James Comey virtually cleared former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton of any criminal misconduct related to sending and receiving classified information on her private email server.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
However, Comey said 110 emails and 52 email chains found on Clinton's server contained information that was classified at the time they were sent or received, and the classified information was accessed by hostile nations. Donald Trump responded by saying, quote, "The system is rigged. General Petraeus got in trouble for far less. Very, very unfair," unquote. Another federal judge put an injunction on the Indiana law that would have banned special needs abortions. Appointed by Barack Obama, Judge Tanya Walton Pratt acted to accommodate Planned Parenthood's request. Indiana Right to Life President Mike Fitcher told The Worldview it was a setback, but the battle is not over yet.
I think that there is a great misunderstanding of the resiliency and the commitment of the pro-life community to presume that one Supreme Court setback somehow dampens the entire movement and that the pro-life movement's going to wave a white flag now and just say, you know, we admit defeat because of this one ruling. We're a movement that has experienced so many setbacks throughout the years. We've been knocked down many, many times, and we come back twice as strong.
Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan." The Christian Post reports that a human rights group has warned that minorities in Iraq, including Christians, are facing a catastrophic reality as tens of thousands of them are systematically murdered or abducted by terror groups. Back in 2003, the Christian Iraqi population stood at 1.4 million. That was during the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein. But things have gone downhill since then. In October 2015, Aid to the Church in Need said that only 300,000 Christians were left, and now that number is estimated as low as 50,000. The Islamic month of Ramadan is over, but not before three more suicide attacks in the last 24 hours in Saudi Arabia. Four people were killed to finish off the bloodiest Ramadan celebration on record. The Olympic Games are 31 days away, and Rio de Janeiro is in crisis. CNN reports that violence is on the rise, and police officers are posting signs claiming they've not been paid for months. Evangelicals in the Church of England are preparing to block an attempt to introduce a blessing for members who live in homosexual sin. Nearly 500 members of the General Synod, the Church's parliament, will meet this weekend. Bill Nye, the science guy, the well-known atheist and evolutionist who had a national platform on PBS Kids for 5 years until 1998, is reportedly considering Ken Ham's offer to tour the Ark Encounter, the life-size replica of Noah's Ark that will open to the public in Williamstown, Kentucky, tomorrow. The Answers in Genesis CEO and president publicly invited Nye in May to visit the Ark, telling the Christian Post that he wants his past debate foes to be friends, not adversaries. Jesus said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your heavenly Father." Matthew 5:44. It pays to check those musty old boxes in your attic. Fox News reports that an unidentified family in the Deep South made the discovery of a lifetime when they found a letter written by Founding Father Thomas Jefferson, in which the third president extolled the virtue of American independence. The letter was put up for sale on Monday, exactly 190 years after Jefferson's death on July 4, 1826. The four-page letter puts into sharp focus Jefferson's well-chronicled dislike of the British. He wrote, quote, "We must sacrifice the last dollar and drop of blood to rid us of that badge of slavery, and it must rest with England alone to say whether it is worth eternal war, for eternal it must be if she holds to the wrong," unquote. As the Apostle Paul put it in 1 Corinthians 7, "You are bought with a price, be not the slaves of men." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Wednesday, July 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.